Next item is subdivision 2007-33, H&amp;H Investments in care of Thomas Head.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2007-33 for H&amp;H Investments, care of Thomas Head, based upon the record and for the following reasons. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code, and the items listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. The proposed subdivision density is less than the density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. The proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities, or area roadways and public transportation. DENREC has indicated that the site is suitable for individual on-site septic systems, and this approval is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 25 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, and it shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. A 30-foot forested agricultural buffer shall be provided as shown on the preliminary site plan. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. No wetlands shall be included within any lots. A system of street lighting shall be established. Sidewalks shall be located on both sides of all streets in the subdivision. And this preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. And last, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2007-33, H&amp;H Investments, care of Thomas Head, for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next